Good morning, everybody. Zach Epperson with your sports update for this Monday morning. In girls' high school postseason basketball action from this weekend, some of our local teams saw their seasons come to an end. In the third region tournament at the Owensboro Sports Center, Meade County was defeated by eventual region champs Owensboro Catholic, falling in that game 49-36. Breckenridge County also saw their season come to an end, losing to Muhlenberg County in the semifinals 51-48. Congratulations to both those teams on a great season. In the 5th Region Girls Basketball Tournament at Thomas Nelson, the Elizabethtown Panthers are region champs. Girls move on to the state Sweet 16 tournament. They defeated Bardstown on Friday 66-46 and defeated Bethlehem 57-47 to reclaim their region championship. Congratulations to the Panthers and good luck in the state tournament. Switching over now to boys postseason action in the 5th region at Taylor County, an upset as John Harden is defeated by Bardstown yesterday 71-63 in overtime. On the other side of the bracket, though, the Elizabethtown Panthers do advance to the championship game against Bardstown. Elizabethtown defeated LaRue County 78-48 on Sunday. In men's college basketball on Saturday, the Kentucky Wildcats, an improbable come-from-behind win on the road in Gainesville. They defeat the Gators on a last-second tip-in, winning that game 71-70. Also on Saturday, the number 10 Louisville Cardinals lost on the road to number 22 Virginia, falling in Charlottesville 57-54. The Cardinals now set their sights on the postseason as they'll begin their postseason journey on Thursday in the quarterfinals of the ACC tournament. I'll have more about that matchup coming up later this week. In women's college basketball from this weekend, number 16 Kentucky Wildcats saw their SEC tournament cut short as they fall in the semifinals to number 9 Mississippi State 77-59. The number 4 Louisville Cardinals also saw their tournament action come to an abrupt halt as they fall in the semifinals of the ACC tournament to number 22 Florida State 62-60. And that's going to do it for your sports update for this Monday morning. For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.